Welcome to the Utah PTA Pulse Podcast. I don't know when that'll get old, but I really love it. I'm your co-host, Mike Williams, the Director of Communications here at the Utah PTA. And to my right, your left on the screen is...
I'm Angelie Ado, the Family Life Commissioner.
And I'm Cammie Whitchurch, Community Engagement Commissioner.
And what do we have on the tap for today, Angelie?
Well, our question of the day, we're going to That's first.
So I want, when you guys listen to the one with Julie, Angelie said, this is an easy question, a short one. It wasn't short or easy.
Yes, it was.
All right.
Is that like the hot dog is a sandwich?
Yes.
I think it is, just so you know.
It was easier than some of the other ones I had on my list. It was the easiest one on my list. All
right.
Because we were on time crunch.
All right, yep.
Okay. What's the funniest thing you've read recently?
Have I read anything recently?
I mean, I'd say...
Like, is it a book or like on...
I guess read.
You could do whatever you want because I read a lot on Facebook, but I also read a lot of books too, so...
I mean, there was the bumper sticker on the way here. I mean, it's one that I've heard before. I wanted to give the guy a thumbs up as I drove by because it was like, the closer you get, the slower I go.
I was probably behind that guy earlier.
Get out of my way!
Get out of the way!
I don't know.
Well, that one counts. I think you're in the clear. I have no idea.
Well, today I was reading, I was subbing in sixth grade today, and I was reading scary stories to them. I mean, they weren't really scary, but... Anyways, one of the stories was, like, there's a man and a coffin is, like, chasing him around, like, a coffin. There's, like, you know, so the coffin is, like, chasing him around outside, and then he goes in his house to hide, but the coffin gets in, and then the coffin chases him up the stairs, and he's like, I needed to throw something at the coffin so that he'll just, like, go away, and he throws the cough medicine at him, and he gets better because he's... It was a coffin. And I read the story and I didn't actually know how it ended that way, and I just like busted up laughing, and all the kids were like, okay.
I love it.
I thought it was hilarious. I love those kind of jokes though. So
I had a dad joke from at work today, a couple of them. A patient came in and we said, okay, one second. And I'm like, oh boy, this kind of patient. 1 second. Yep. So, yeah, it was funny.
I love dad jokes.
Love dad jokes.
They're like the best. They're just like dumb, stupid jokes. I don't know, but
they're the best.
They are. Okay. All right. So today we're talking about, we're going to do a highlight of PTA programs and resources. And as this year goes on, we will like probably dig into a few of them like we did with Reflections. But if you go to utahpta.org, there's two tabs, programs and resources. And then also if you go to pta.org, there's also two tabs, family resources and programs. And there's some really amazing things in them. One thing that stuck out to me...
I know, are we starting on the Utah PTA one?
Yeah, we'll start on the Utah PTA page. It was our ribbon weeks, and we were just kind of discussing this before the podcast, that I like that these ribbon weeks have different toolkits that you can use, and it has information about the different ribbon weeks. But we were like, well, is a ribbon week a PTA program or is it not a PTA program? We don't know. We should Google it, but we don't know. But we do support those ribbon weeks, so... They're a good resource. They teach good things to kids. They teach good things to adults. So we do appreciate having those ribbon weeks. And usually they are sponsored by PTAs in the schools. It's not usually something the school has their own programs or things like that. But this kind of stuff the PTAs tackle.
Yeah, no, I'd like to say, so on that page for the toolkit for the ribbon weeks, I remember when I was PTA president, people are like, well, what's the effectiveness? Because a lot of the time for like Red Ribbon Week, they'd have, we're going to do sock day. Well, how does sock day help us prevent the use of drugs? Like, what is that? And I like what it says on the website. It says effective prevention strategies for youth should focus on activities that build social competence, self-regulation, and academic skills. So, I mean, do those fun things, which is great, but make sure there's a component to it. And that component can be found here on the website, which is super, super nice to give you that information.
Yeah, there, I definitely think there has to be that part of it. Like, you can do the dress-up days or whatever, but if you're not doing anything else with it, if you're just saying, like, we're going to be drug-free, and now we're going to have sock day and crazy hair day and pajama day, like, I don't really think that's benefiting anyone. So I like that these toolkits give you a starting point with things that you can actually do that are going to make a lasting difference for our kids.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I like them.
Yeah. Agreed. And they're free.
Yeah.
They're right. I mean, even if you only go on there and read for ideas, it's a free resource for PTAs. So, and yeah. Schools could use it too. But like you said, I think a majority of the time it's the PTAs that are running those weeks, or student leadership, like your student leadership oftentimes will do that. So,
yeah.
We're talking about resources. There's one that's kind of new that Julie told me about that I'm excited about. It's in tools, and it's Idea Bank, and we want to fill that one with awesome flyers and things, because I know, at least for me, when I was PTA president, I'm like, oh crap, I got to figure out a flyer, I got to go to camp. Well, I didn't do camp, I have an actual program, but you got to go and figure these things out. But it'd be nice if there was like an Idea Bank. Oh, now there is.
Wait, there is.
So this is awesome.
Yes.
So hopefully this Idea Bank gets super full of all kinds of stuff that you can just go, oh, that's what I need. I need that. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and even with our diversity and inclusivity specialist, she is working towards, they're going to work towards actually doing Spanish translation for some of these flyers as well. So those hopefully will be accessible, and we have a committee that will be hopefully subcommittee. So we'll be working on gathering those, because a lot of times people will put them on like the Facebook page or share them other ways. And so we're hoping to kind of gather those in. But if you have something that you're like, hey, this is an amazing flyer, I put the time in, somebody else might as well use it, I think send it in to us. You can send it to me at cami@utahpta.org or
Michael at UTAPTA.org.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could send it to kids at UTAPTA.org and then they just forward it over. But yeah, definitely. I'm excited about that resource too. I think it's going to be really awesome.
And just tacking on to that, you could go to our Pinterest page. There's tons of ideas on there too. So anyway.
I didn't even know we had a Pinterest page until recently.
That was another thing. Julie was like, nobody uses our Pinterest. I'm like, we have a Pinterest? Awesome.
I know. Well, that's just the thing, like getting that information out to people. I think we have that roadblock that people don't always know about the resources that are available. So we're going to work on that, guys. We are. We're going to get it out there. All right. What other things have you guys seen on the website that you want to point out or make sure people are aware of?
So I was looking at programs on the PTA.org website. And there's one that says family reading experience.
I love it.
It talks about read-a-thons, but also just lots of different, like, reading activities that you can have. I feel like we all know that we need to be doing reading activities, but sometimes we're like, oh, I don't know how to put on a really cool read-a-thon or whatever. But they have lots of ideas, and they talk about the importance of reading, and they have some, like, studies on here about the importance of reading. So I think that's really cool. It gives you just a good way to start, and it gives like good ideas. I really like this. It says one thing that you could do is book drops at a local community space for families to use all year round, like a book depot. I thought that was really cute. Because we do at my school, we do like a book swap like the first week of January or the second week of January. And I'm like, oh, that's cool, but like, sometimes I want to swap out books, you know, other times, you know? Yeah, so yeah. I'm like, that would be really fun to do. Like,
that's just like an ongoing kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know where you would like put it or anything, but.
Yeah. I love, so I never got the, so there's, you know, book fair. I mean, that's the PTA helps do that. It's not really a PTA program per se, but we wanted to get books out to kids. Mm-hmm. And we help with that, and we love it. And I didn't see that vision when I was like, once again, once I was president, I was just like, what are we doing? How's this work? But this our current PTA president in our elementary school, she was a commissioner, and she was like, we got to have book fair, and she was all on, and she's like, I want every child to have a book. And I don't know if a lot of people know, but at the book fair, you can round up to use that money toward other books and whatever. So we've always rounded up, and I know that last year we had $7,000 just of roundup, which was crazy.
That's amazing. I feel like that's what we just make at our book fair.
So then we use
which we think is awesome.
We use that Scholastic dollar to buy books for every teacher in the school, and we make sure that each teacher has X amount of books so that all the kids can have something in the classroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But books are so great, and you know, going to these resources, they have other things that you can do. One thing that we came up with, that we've talked about, we haven't done it, but this is awesome. I don't know if you know, but local Salt Lake County libraries, they have a bookshelf they sell books for like 50 cents. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, we just need to have a little, use some of our budget from our fundraiser maybe, say, hey, let's put away $200, go over to the library and buy, you know, 100 books, and just 50 cents. Yeah. That's sweet.
Oh, it's so cheap. Yep.
And usually the library buys like the hardbound
books
because they're more durable. So, I mean, it's a good way to get a good hardbound book. They've gotten loved.
Yeah, they got loved, but 50 cents to a dollar, that's amazing.
Well, and like if your kids are like my kids want that tangible book. They want to hold the book in their hands and flip the pages. Because I've told them before, I'm like, well, we could get you like a subscription to, you know, something like an e-reader club or something. And they're like, no, I want to smell the book and like feel the pages in my hands. So for them, things like that are kind of handy because they want, I mean, all of them have bookshelves in their room that are full of books. I'm like, okay, we got to like swap them out because we don't have room for all the books.
Yeah. We just did a book swap in our house because it was overflowing with books. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we bought this book 5 years ago and you never read it. So let's give it to someone else who might read it. Like, so I really love this. So still on this PTA page, it says, PTAs will host events and activities to promote the excitement of reading, so students and parents are more likely to read together and to read for fun. So I think that's really cool that it's giving us a reason of why we should host a book fair or a readathon or lots of things, book giveaways. I know one of the schools I was talking with yesterday, one of my local schools, they were saying that like every reward that they give away is always a book.
Oh.
So we've always done like the rewards for like the readathon, like the prizes were books, but she was like the student of the month club, it gets a book or they get whatever. Oh, I keep doing that. Whatever thing that they're doing, they always give them a book, and I was like, oh, that's like really, that's cool. Like,
mm-hmm. I like that.
That's
idea
better than like usually like the junky toys they bring home.
Yes, yes.
Or more candy.
Yeah, or more candy.
Please, ugh. No so more. Candy.
Yeah, I love that idea. I think that's a fantastic idea. Well, I know at my kids' elementary school, they had like a family night where they, when we got there, they gave every family a blanket. And like the families just had this little readathon like at the school. And
oh, that's so cute.
We all got to sit on blankets and each of the kids got to pick a book. And I think they had dinner, probably something like hot dogs or pizza. And it was just a fun night to be able to sit with your family and read, and the kids, you know, just the kids love having their parents at school, and that was a great way to facilitate that. So, and to facilitate reading.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And I love the reading together too. We always say that like we have all these rules for kids with technology, but I feel like the adults don't follow those rules. But I'm like, the adults need to put down their phone. And I'm guilty of this. I'm like 100% talking about myself. we need to put down our phones and read with our kids and show them that we love reading too, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I always read at night before I go to bed, and none of my kids see that because they're already in bed. Yeah. And that's why I read on my phone now. I used to love, like, books, like, those older books that just, like, they have that, like, ancient smell. It's, like, so good. But now I want to read at night, and I don't want to hold a book.
Yep.
Yeah. So I just have it on my phone.
Yep. Yeah. It's very true. I think it's, well, and, you know, rather than pulling up a game, like, why not pull up something to read, whether it's, you know, a book or an mm-hmm. article or something where we're really engaging our mind rather than just mindlessly scrolling through Facebook or something.
One time I paid for a New York Times subscription, and it was awesome. I read, like, so many different things.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it kind of got expensive, so, mm-hmm. you know, life.
It's good to invest in reading.
Yes, 100% great thing to invest in.
Yep. All right. What other things have you guys used on the website or want to make people aware of?
STEM plus families.
Yes.
So if you're listening and you don't know what STEM is, don't feel bad, because when I first got into the whole school thing, people were like, STEM. I'm like, STEM? No, STEM. What? What's STEM? We have a STEM building. We have a STEM class. I'm like, that's great. I don't know what a STEM is. But science, technology, engineering, and math, right?
Well, now we kind of focus on STEAM.
STEAM, you add the art to it.
Yeah. So, you know, these kind of things, these are resources on National PTA and Utah PTA. And it is great to have this kind of support for our kids to learn in these different areas. And I like what it says on the National PTA. We want to foster passion for science, technology, engineering, art, and math through fun activities and by involving families in these experiences together. And it's, I like how it's very, what we've talked about so far is very family oriented and making sure your parents are involved in doing it. So.
Well, that's just a fun way to get the... I mean, I just think those STEM nights, I don't know if your schools have ever done those, but I think those are the most fun, to have the kids come, and at least at ours, they've always been able to do, like, little mini experiments. Sometimes we've brought in, like, a specialist, like a... I don't know, like, some STEM guy. I don't know. It was always the same one, but he would do really awesome experiments with them, and, like, the elephant's toothpaste, and... He made a big, huge, like, smoke gun thing.
The smoke rings.
Uh-huh. And just some fun activities for families, once again, to be a part of. But then it's also engaging them in that learning experience and you know, fostering the idea of of experimenting for yourself. Well, hopefully not too much experiment. Controlled experimentation. But I think it's fun. I think it's a neat thing, and those were always fun. And anytime I think that you can have a positive experience with the family at school, I think it's a good thing.
Well, and if you're interested in having a STEM night but you don't know how to start, on National PTA's website where it talks about STEM, it has a toolkit, and it tells you how you can get it started, how to ask for donations if you're gonna have a project, how to advertise it, how to make the flyers, lots of things. So they're not, like, leaving you in the dark. They're not saying, like, this is awesome, but now just figure it out yourself. Mm-hmm. They've got some good ideas, and sometimes you can get businesses to help you out with, like, donating things for if you're going to try some sort of a science experiment and you want it to be, like, you know, a family could take it home or a family could do it there. Sometimes businesses will help you out with that cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, another thing is to, with all the programs, make sure you're letting the administration at your school know of these things, because they might want to participate too. And I know that we've done, like, literacy nights with the school where they're like, oh, that's great, will you do that? We have budget, we'll pay for the food. And mm-hmm. all of a sudden you have 700 people there for a PTA program. You're like, oh, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
So mm-hmm. when collaborate.
We're partners with the school, so definitely, yep. Whatever you can do.
Mm-hmm. It's better when we work together anyway.
Agreed.
And I know we already had a podcast about this, but Reflections is on there as a program, and I think that goes along with the arts, and Reflections is great, and I have been a judge, and it is for film this year. I did 22 videos this week.
That's a lot.
A lot of videos.
The videos take a long time, I feel like.
I'm so excited when it's like 12 seconds. I'm like, yeah, 12 seconds.
I know. Some of them, I've done the film ones before, and it does take a long time.
There was one that was like 5 minutes long, but it was actually pretty entertaining. So I'm like, oh, this is great. You got a pretty good score, at least for me.
I mean, I struggle with it because I'm like, they are all doing so
good. Oh, no, it's so awful. Yeah.
It's so hard.
I went to the rubric. I'm like, well, it's not. So I put it on the high end, every score. I'm like, well, they deserve the 18, but not really the 19, but the 18.
Oh. It is hard. It's hard. Because you want them to feel like they.
Yeah.
Well, and I almost think too, and I think you can you make comments?
So you can make comments, but it just goes to the
It would have to be shared by the Reflections chair. But sometimes, like, wouldn't that be nice for them to get like these responses from the judges? Like, I loved da-da-da-da-da about your artwork. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a lot more work. Yeah, for sure.
But it should be. It should be a. Mm-hmm. This is for the specialist, and this is for the kids. Because I was like, oh, if you could just next year do this little thing, your video would be amazing. It'll put you over the top.
Yeah, so it's fun. I love Reflections. I think it's such a great program.
Actually went back and listened to that podcast, and I still loved it just as much as I loved recording it.
Oh, like, that's so good.
It was a good one. Mm-hmm. And I was just like listening, I'm like, yeah, that's right, that's good, yeah.
And I love Rebecca's passion. Like, I love that she loves it so much, and she believes so much in that program. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes PTA programs successful, is the love and the passion that people have that help to run them. You know, and that starts, you know, right at the local, you know, level with these local, you know, Reflections chair or whatever you're chairing, all the way up. So I think that passion is just, PTA is awesome, guys.
Oh, and I think if you have a passion in something, like look at starting a club at your school or something like that. I know we had a lady that was like passionate in math, and so she started a little math club, and it was awesome. Like, it was so cool. And so I think if you're feeling like you're passionate about something, or you have a great skill, like, have a club at your school, you know, and see if your PTA can help sponsor it or promote it or, you know, whatever. But
that's right. The first thing that I ever did in PTA was the jump rope club after school.
That's awesome.
It was.
Double Dutch?
It was really fun. It was really fun. Like, those kids just impressed me. Like, to see them grow and learn new skills, and by the end of the year what they were able to do versus the beginning. And we would always do, like, at the beginning, we would always do a 1 minute jump thing, and just see them see that improvement from like the beginning of the year to the end of the year, and how many jumps they could fit in a minute. It was really fun. It was really cool.
I feel like I need to be in a jump rope club.
Should we start we're going to start a Utah PTA jump rope club.
Thank you.
I heard it like helps with your abs, like when you're an adult, and I'm like, yeah. We've been jump roping at my dance class. That's like the first thing we do is we jump rope to a song. You jump rope the very beginning until you get to the until you get to the first course, and then you jump rope through the course, and then the rest of the verses you walk. But it's supposedly like really good for your core and pelvic floor and everything.
Oh, I believe that. And
I'm like, I need to jump rope more, it's fine.
Yes.
So one thing that I really like on these pages as well is there's both on National PTA and Utah PTAs, there's a special needs section on both, and I love that. I especially actually love the National PTA one because it has like all the acronyms you need to know, and like it has a parent's dictionary to know like the terms, because there are a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I know when I was getting my daughter on her IEP, there was like, it was just like a whole world I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, so much.
So much.
So I love that both sites have this resource that you can actually go and like, okay, what does this mean? What do I need to do for this? How do I be an advocate for this part, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one thing great about PTA, too, is when you're in the PTA and other people are doing these things, they may have read something you didn't read, or they may have said, oh, well, when I talk to this person, there's this kind of resource available, and you're like, oh. So, I mean, I would just say that I've had that same thing with our daughter, with her IEP, same thing. I'm like, oh, I don't know. And then somebody's like, well, you know, this and this, and as a member of the PTA, that I'm like, that's a thing? She can do that? Like, I don't know these things. I just go to these meetings where they're like, this is the plan for her. And I'm like, okay, cool. But there's so much more. But you have to advocate for your children. And mm-hmm. So you need to understand these things. And this is great, these toolkits and these resources on these websites.
Well, and I'm excited. We have our own special needs specialist.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have her on, and she is just a wealth of knowledge. She knows
so much.
So much. Yeah, she's incredible. So we're excited to have Karen on here, and she can share all of the goodness that she knows. And she also does a lot of, she's out at a lot of community events too.
Mm-hmm.
So I know she's doing one on the 26th.
Oh, yeah, where is that one at?
It's at...
Yeah, when she was at the convention, I went and talked to her at her table, and I was like, okay, tell me what you got. And she's like, okay, well, are you using this? Are you using these people? And there's this place you can go here? And I'm like, wow, she knows so much.
She knows so much. We are so lucky to have her because she knows a lot.
Well, and I think, too, sometimes when you have a child that has a need... you don't necessarily have the bandwidth to research, you know? I don't know if you feel like, it's just like, I am up to here already. Like, I can't do anymore. And I don't know how many parents feel that way. And just like, I don't even know anymore. And so to have a resource that you can turn to that can say, oh, you know, why don't you try this so that you're not doing all of that research. They've already done it for you. So, that activity is at the Miller Conference Center, which is 9750 South 3rd West in Sandy. I don't know if it's open to anyone. I think it is.
I
it's
think
Halloween
from the flyer.
Fun Fest and resource event. So she will be there for sure. I wish I could be there with her.
October 20th.
It is October 26th.
26th.
Yep, Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hopefully this goes on before that.
And there's a...
I'm like, I guess we can... I just realized. We can move some things around.
This one might be going out sooner than the other ones.
Yeah, maybe.
Sorry if I told you yours was coming up sooner than later.
Plan on it next year.
There's a
trunk
or
treat with it.
Maybe we'll have to put some of her events on the social media somehow, on like Facebook or something.
She goes to a lot of great things.
Or you can do special needs. Is it special needs?
What,
at utahpta.org. You can always email her.
I'm
Karen
on her
Connor's
page.
Amazing.
Let's see. I got to scroll all the way up though.
Special needs at utahpta.org.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, she is. And she's just so nice. Yeah.
She is so nice. She's like such a genuine person.
Mm-hmm.
I like her a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we have resources and we also have people resources too.
Yep.
So don't hesitate to reach out. We want to help you.
You know, they always say that like us commissioners, we're like this, like a specialist in the field that we're over. I'm like, I am not a specialist. In the field that I'm over, like, I do not know all the things, but I feel like Karen knows a lot of all the things.
Yes,
like,
she does.
She's so great.
She, yes,
but I'm like, no, that's not me. That's not me. Like,
no, she is.
Well, I was sitting. I was being interviewed by someone to like maybe join their group, and she was like, "Tell me what you do," and like how this partnership will work. And I'm like, "Well, this is what I do," and I'm like, I'm definitely not like the perfect parent or the most skilled parent or anything. So if that's what you're looking for, that's not me.
Does that exist?
I don't know. There's like some parents that just, it's like they've read every parenting handbook, whether it works for their kids or not, but they just like know so much about parenting, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's not me.
That's right. But you're also willing to learn and willing to research and do the things you need to. So
yeah,
that counts for something too.
It does. I love all the things on both websites, actually. Like, there's so many great things. If you're not using the Utah PTA website and the PTA.org website, like, start using it. Mm-hmm. There's so many great things on here. Like,
well, and even if you don't necessarily know where to look for something, the little magnifying glass search option, that's what I end up doing more times than not, because I'm like, I don't remember for sure where it is. So I just pull up the little search thing and type in what I'm looking for. And inevitably, I can find it pretty easy that way.
Yeah. I do that a lot, too. Because my brain usually can't remember where everything is.
Yep. And I think National has that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much on the Utah PTA website. Sometimes you're like, wait, where did that come from? Like, while you guys were talking, I'm like, okay, how did I get there? Where the heck was that?
Going down the
rabbit hole. So I'm like, I don't want to tell them and be like, well, it's on there somewhere. And so I was looking up, I was trying to find Battle of the Books, because our elementary just started it yesterday, and they're all excited about it. And we had parents and kids there, and I was like, okay, where is that? And then I typed in Battle of the Books. Literacy programs came up. I clicked onto that link. I'm like, well, how do you get there? Well, Amber Bonner is our education commissioner. She is super awesome on top of it. And you go into the little drop down for education, and then you go into the programs within education, and then you go on her page and you go down, and there's like 40 things listed, and one of them is literacy advocacy, and that has tons of, you know, but when we were talking books, I was like, oh, the Battle of the Books, there's just so many things that are in there that you just have to sometimes dig a little bit in the website.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so on that same page, it talks about KUED's annual reading marathon, which is my favorite thing, and that's coming up in November. And so you track your students' reading throughout the month of November, and then you turn it in, and then they get, I want to say it's like a prize, but they get like entrance into lots of fun things in the state of Utah. So you get like a ticket to like the Natural History Museum, to the Tracy Aviary. I don't know. There's like 8 or 9 different things that you get free tickets to, and you have all the next year to use it. And we love that. I know the zoo's on there. That's like our local PBS station. So,
and how did you get there?
So I typed in Battle of the Books, and then literacy programs is what I clicked on.
All right.
So yeah, if you want to get to it, that you go at the top of the webpage, resources, then you go into education, and then in education you learn about education advocacy and click on that, and then that takes you down into all of her stuff of what Angelie was saying.
I mean, I've never even looked at this webpage before. Oh, this is cute. Drop Everything and Read Day. It's on April 12th. Oh, and it's on the birthday of Beverly Cleary.
Aww.
And I just found out.
I'm going to start celebrating that now.
I just realized Book It is still around. Did you guys do Book It?
Is it still
around? Is
that
Pizza Hut?
It is. It's Pizza Hut.
Badges.
I'm on their website. Book It still exists.
Oh my gosh, that was like my favorite
thing. I loved Book It. I love my free little pizza.
Do they still get the free little pizza?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like one of my kids got one last year, and I'm like, I don't even know where Pizza Hut is by me. I'm sure there's one close by, but...
They just made one by my parents' house that has a dine-in now again. Oh,
they always had the best salad bar.
Yeah, real good. We're learning about our website, too. Come join us.
I know. I think, just take, maybe in your next PTA meeting, say we're just going to do a little PTA website peruse.
Yes.
Just see what's on there, because I think think as you look, the more you look, the more you find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's so many great things. I want to do all these reading things. I'm like, look, this is awesome. I'm going to go to my school PTA president and be like, we must now do all these things. While I was perusing the internet, this is what I found.
I found all these things. This is what we're going to do.
Oh, man. I love all the things. It's fine.
But maybe you do want, you know, some new ideas and maybe a way to freshen things up, or maybe incorporate something a little more educational into an activity. I think this is a great starting place.
So there's also the PTA Awards is in the program section. And I think that's something you could be looking at now. Mm-hmm. If you're interested in any of the PTA awards, there's like the LEAP awards. Those are individual awards. There's the Gold Star, which is like for your whole PTA or your whole council or your whole region. There's membership awards. There's national PTA awards. And then we have some state awards too. And now's a good time to start thinking about them and thinking about people that you might want to nominate for those awards or whatnot. We definitely need to have our awards person on here because I don't know everything about all the awards. Hopefully we can get her on because she's awesome and she knows all the things. But I know sometimes we're like, apply for an award. And they're like, the deadline is in a day. How am I going to apply for it? You know, so like,
I know. I wonder if we ought to have her on in now. Like November, December.
Yeah, that would be
since
good.
Since the awards are usually due, well, I think they're due the end of February.
Yeah.
But that would give you enough time. Well, and I know in our region, one of the things we try to encourage each school to do is just pick one. Like, you don't have to do...
You don't need to do all the awards.
Just pick one and, you know, do a really good job and write up a really good award. And, yeah.
And I know in the past, there's been some complaints about the awards that, like, for this award, you had to have, like, 5 different supplemental things in this award, you had to have 2, and I know it's a little bit more streamlined now. So yeah. If you've done and tried to apply for an award in the past and it wasn't like the greatest experience because you felt like your award was like really hard to get or you had to have a lot of things, it's definitely more streamlined, so try again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's all online. It's very similar to the way the Reflections program works. It's all online submission, which I think that's so much easier than mm-hmm. trying to collect it and print it out and get copies to the people you need it to go to. So,
but if you're thinking about awards now, you can start looking for watching for individuals or watching for events or things like that, so you're not like feeling like crazy at the end when you know you want to apply for an award.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
yep, and those LEAP awards, I mean, I know I had a meeting once, just a PTA meeting. And they literally told us, you know, pull out your phones, go to this website, and they had everyone apply for a LEAP award right there because they said every single one of you in this room has done enough stuff to at least get the first level. So
I like that.
And then you get this little pin with, like, leaping children, like the LEAP award.
The leaping I just want to know, like, where the award is for, like, the person that's been in PTA for, like, 20 years, you know, like where's
that's
that
award? That's a good award.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Julie was just talking about how she's been doing PTA for like 24 years or 23 years. And I'm like, that's a long time. Like, where's your award? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. PTA award for just doing PTA.
Yeah. Hopefully you know, get acknowledged at least every once in a while from the people that you're working with.
It's always great to recognize our volunteers,
mm-hmm.
especially because they are volunteers. Like, nobody's getting paid to do this. So a thank you goes a long way.
I agree. Yep. Payment in hugs and kisses from your own children.
All right.
I mean, I'll take.
She clarified that.
I just realized. Wait a minute. Only for my own children.
They said I had to kiss everybody.
I do love. I remember when I was the local PTA president. One of my favorite things would be when I would be in like a grocery store or a place, and I would hear a kid like yell out, "Mommy, that's the PTA lady." Like, it was just mm-hmm. the cutest thing ever. And it just made you feel like, you know what? They see the work that we're doing for them. And they would always get excited. And that was my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. You're the PTA lady. So Think a PTA lady. If you recognize her as a PTA lady.
That's definitely like my favorite thing in the elementary school. You're like a superstar. Like, they love you. Mm-hmm.
They don't know who you are necessarily in the junior high and high school levels.
Yeah.
Lame.
It's very different in those two spheres.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember one time I think I was subbing. I sub a lot. And I was taking my kids to computers, or I was picking them up from computers. I don't know. I just remember we were in computers. And the teacher was like, you know, Mrs. Ado is always here, you know, for PTA. And they're like, yeah, we know. And she was like, she doesn't even get paid for it. And they were like, what? Like, I'm like, well, I'm here today subbing, so I'm getting paid for today's work. Like,
it's a little different. I know sometimes I do feel like you have to put on a different hat to let them know. Today I'm the substitute. Today I'm the mom. Today I'm the PTA.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which hat do you want me to wear right now?
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure.
All of them. Every single one.
Yep. We hope that you, as PTA leaders, know that we appreciate what you do. Because, I mean, this program couldn't run without every level and all the crazy things that everyone does. So
we wouldn't have PTA without our locals. Mm-mm. Doing all the things and advocating for their students and
mm-hmm. What do they call them, boots on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
You're in the trenches.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Anything else you want to share?
I think we covered a lot of things.
I feel like we did too.
What we haven't covered, look online. You'll see tons more.
Check it out. Maybe check we should do some podcast trivia. Like, check the website and figure out where.
Oh man.
We did that one time with our school website. We were trying to generate traffic to our school website. And so I had someone that was like, didn't really know anything about our school, write some questions. And that was actually like really fun. So we should do that.
I wonder if we could work out something. I know I've wanted to do this with Come Play with PTA, but maybe we can get a little extra perk, PTA perk for people that. Explore the PTA website and find, I don't know, we'll figure something out.
Yeah.
So, be watching.
Something is coming.
Everyone that gets the right answer or whatever will send a little additional perk too.
All right.
Okay. Well, we're good. Let's dance.
Okay.
We'll see you later.
Yep.